Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. It's time to mark an anniversary we have at heart here at the radio, the founding of our radio station, which, as you know, was inaugurated by Pope Pius XI himself on the 12th of February 1931. But this year I'd like to remember this anniversary by taking you with me to our radio station's first transmission centre outside of the Vatican, precisely at Santa Maria di Galleria, which was inaugurated by Pope Pius XII in October 1957, a date we chose to remember here at the radio half a century on, with a holy mass there presided over by the Cardinal Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertoni, an occasion for me to discover some Latin inscriptions I wish to share with you, with the help of our popular Latin lover, Father Reginald Foster. I found an article in Time magazine where they say, new voice for the Vatican. How do you say that?
Nova Urbi Vaticani Vox.
And the article is quite fun because it starts with, done up in a white tie and swallow-tailed coat, 56-year-old Guglielmo Marconi, the inventor of radio, addressed Pope Pius XI from February the 12th, 1931.
Certainly, that was the Christus Vincit. That's when they inaugurated the Vatican Radio.
That was the founding of the radio. Mm-hmm. This year, we had a special celebration at our transmission centre, which was inaugurated in 1957. Mm. But then, well, in Time magazine, they say, this week, Vatican Radio will go on air with a far stronger voice, a powerful new transmitting station, cost about $3,200,000. How do you say that? We'll go on the air with a powerful new transmitting station.
Potentissima nova divulgandi vel transmittendi stazio.
The new Vatican station will broadcast 4 hours in the afternoon, 5 at night, in Latin. It
really?
Says first, in 27 other languages. This is an article from Time magazine, including Russian, Chinese, and 11 other of communist sphere countries. So how do you say, the new Vatican station will broadcast 4 hours in the afternoon, 5 at night in Latin.
Diffundet notitias, will transmit it 4 horas post meridiem, quinquequae horas noctu.
In Latin and 27 other languages.
Lingua Latina, aliasque viginti septem linguis.
Including Russian, Chinese, and 11 others of communist sphere countries.
Lingua Russica et Sinensi, viginti septem aliarum nationum intra orbem communistarum.
On this occasion, Pope Pius XII made his longest journey north from Rome since he became Pope, and he spoke the first words to be broadcast, "Hearken, ye people from afar, let all give ear." From the Vatican Radio's new station, above which rises high and victorious the cross, symbol of truth and charity. Our
this
mouth
is Pius
open.
Pius XII or 11?
Yes. This is Pius XII at the inauguration of the transmission centre.
Ah, I see.
But he said that he repeated what the first words of the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's both of them. So, how do you say all that in.
Oh! Ibi locutus es prima verba diffundenda. Audite populi allonge, inclinate aures vestras, ex nova radiofoni Vaticani Statione, supra quam sublimis surgit et victrix crux ipsa, signum veritatis et caritatis, os nostrum vobis patet.
To celebrate, you know, the inauguration of this transmission centre, we had a mass there with the Cardinal Secretary.
Where is it now?
Santa Maria di Galleria. It's just about...
It's on your hill where you have all those transmitting towers?
No. It's 30 kilometres from Rome towards Bracciano, towards Lega Bracciano. And anyway, I noticed while I went to this celebration, all the walls of the transmission centre have inscriptions in Latin all the way around. So with my, I scribble them.
Is this his list here?
Yeah, this is my scribble. And the first one to the left says, Undisona ec instrumente non bella. Non, how do you pronounce that? Cades.
Non caides, cedes. Non prava facinera. Sed musicos concentus, sed bene facta. sed sancte religione semper nunci in triumphos. It's glorious.
Well, what does all that mean?
He says these instruments of diffusion,
undisona,
from where you where the sound comes from, should announce not wars, not slaughters.
Non bella, non cedes.
Non facinera prava, not bad deeds.
Non prava facinera.
But musical symphonies, but things done well.
Sed ben facta.
But triumphos, the triumph of holy religion always.
Sed sancta religione semper
nuncia triumphos. Glorious.
The second one read, Radiophonicum inventum novas opes novasque. Okay, ad Latius
facilusque efficienum quod Iesus precepit. Yes, certainly. The radio invention, there's no verb here, has, or something like that, has new resources. And I know there's something, you did something wrong here. It's not, no.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, for...
I'm copying badly.
Yes.
Okay.
For bringing about more broadly and more easily that which Jesus commanded. Preach the gospel to every creature.
Predicate evangelium
omni creature. There's a mistake there.
Creature, because it's, I didn't put the right...
Yeah, ending on. Endings are essential in Latin.
Veronica gets slapped over the wrist. Okay, then the third one, which is central... kind of, because it's circular, this transmission center. Pius the 12th.
Pontifex Maximus.
San Gabrielem Arcangelum Radiophonicae Artis, eiusque opificium et ministrorum celestem patronum?
Patronum constituit ac declaravit.
So, Pius the 12th, I can read that in Pontifex
Maximus. I don't know, read, see how smart you are.
Okay, you know.
No. Set up and declared St. Gabriel the Archangel as the heavenly patron of radio
skill
and its workers and its ministers.
So we are the... Where are we?
Opifices et ministri.
So we are the workers.
The workers, opifices, the functionaries, and the ministers.
The ministers are the bosses.
Yeah, more or less. You know who did these things? My grandfather in the office, Cardinal Bacci. Can you see it right away.
Can you?
I'm occupying his room.
Celestem patronum constituit ac declaravit.
Set up and proclaimed as heavenly patron St. Gabriel the Archangel.
So it's all turned around, as usual.
Well, it's not turned around. It's just beautiful Latin. One of my students says, why are these sentences all mixed up? Well, they're not mixed up.
Okay, the next one. We have another two that go around. Qui nuncius continentes nostram occupat mentem is per...
You got that wrong. Aeterias undas. That's all wrong. You copied that all wrong. Quodcunque per urban terrarum uti transmitato vehementer optamus.
Well, if you read it so quickly, no one will understand. Qui nuncius continentes nostram occupat.
Okay, qui nuncius, which announcement of, like, I don't know, the gospel or something.
What we announce,
yeah,
on the radio.
Qui nuncius. I know there's something wrong there, too. Occupies our mind. No, there's something missing. You, something got wrong there. Occupies our attention. That nuncius lives through airwaves.
Undas.
Quocumque in every direction possible.
Terrarum orbem.
Terrarum orbem throughout the whole world. We vehemently wish that it may be transmitted. Oh, I see. This is what his wish is down below. Okay.
So I didn't copy it wrong.
Well, there's something wrong. There's printing mistakes. Okay, that's all right. And he says, you know, peace and truth, truth and unity,
so
unity
wait a minute. Pax et veritas.
Peace and truth.
Veritas et unitas.
Truth and unity.
Unitas et pax.
Unity and peace.
Okay, we get to the last one.
Are these connected? No, they're not connected.
No, they're not connected. And it's very difficult to copy them out because they're high up on the wall and they're all in capital letters, but they're, like, difficult to read.
Well.
Well, for you, probably.
Okay.
Making excuses. How do you say making excuses?
Excusationes afferunt.
Omnibus qui corrogatam stipem vel machinamenta contulerunt gratam profitemur voluntatem.
Profitemur voluntatem. Oh, that's nice. Okay. To all those who have contributed, collected money.
Stipem?
Stipem, contributions, corrogatam, having been raked together.
I'm sure the Romans didn't say raked together.
Well, corrogata is to collect. Or machines, machinamenta, we profess our grateful disposition.
Atque.
Ies etiam qui technice id genus disciplinae peritissimi operam suam novus liberare navant. And also those who peritissimi, who most expert in technical training of that type, dedicate generously to us their effort. Liberaliter, generously dedicate navant. This I like. These are beautiful. That's what we should do more.
What kind of a mark do you get for these? Does the Latinist get for this?
What do you mean,
mark? Cardinal Bacci, 10. 10 on 10.
I've done 100 of these things all over the place. Bells and bell towers and tombs and stuff. I like it. No, that's good stuff. No one's going to understand this anymore.
Heartfelt thanks, as always, to our popular Latin lover, Father Reginald Foster, a Carmelite who's currently working at the Vatican's Secretariat of State as the Pope's own Latinist. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.